Thank you to everyone who joined today. I'm Zach, your host, back for another episode. C'est la première fois qu'on fait un épisode à l'iOS. Et معنا اليوم الغست ديالنا هو سليم, who's a senior iOS developer at Gemography, of course. وغيهضر لنا بيان سور في الاول على شنو كيفاش بدا iOS, you know, how many years هو كيدير iOS and so on. اي topic ديال اليوم بيان سور هو becoming a senior iOS developer, ولا بلوتو how to become a senior iOS developer. بيان سور غنهضروا على دوتغ topic around the main topic اللي هما شنو هما skills اللي تيخصو ان senior iOS developer, شنو لي ديفيرونس ما بين a junior iOS developer and a senior iOS developer, شنو هما his thoughts على Swift UI and so on and so forth. Et bien sûr, I'm gonna probably contribute to a conversation because my background in iOS is iOS developer development initialement Objective C, الله يرحمه, و من بعد bien sûr Swift. Mais voilà, mais mainly غادي تكون la discussion على plutôt Swift, على iOS, ou على plutôt la carrière ديال senior iOS developer. If you have questions, let us know in the comments. We can discuss them real time. Donc, we don't have to wait till the end to discuss the questions. And voilà, donc Salim, give us a brief introduction of yourself. You know, what are you currently doing? And when did
all right. All right. So thank you, Zach, for having me today. So yeah, quick introduction about myself. I'm Salim. So yeah, in terms of iOS, بديت iOS نقولو 5 years maybe, هادي 5 years, like when I was school. أنا هضر علاش like there's iOS, like علاش iOS وماشي other technologies. So back in the days, the options that I had in terms of technologies can web, can desktop, can mobile, right? So I think the yeah. Technologies they can. So the thing, I've tried web development. Problem is the web, social front, ما كانش بحال front ديال دابا. I mean, right now the web front is really awesome. I mean, in terms of technologies, React and some CSS frameworks, SAS, etc. شحال هادي ما كانش هادشي, like it was not as good as right now. كان CSS heavy and it was really hard to work with. كان jQuery, so it was really hard to work with. So I tried a little bit of front, classic. I've tried some desktop apps, you know, Java, اسم داك التكنولوجي كنقراو في السكول, جافا سوينغ or something like this.
Swing, جو
بونس. You know, yeah.
Desktop,
Spring
pour le web, bon, Spring pour le backend, j'ai deux heures, خلاص, obviously.
Yeah, so voilà, technologies, they were not really developer friendly, you see. Which make me, when I tried iOS and tried Xcode, C2 Xcode, right? Xcode like drag and drop, you connect stuff like with storyboard, with code, like it was very, very developer friendly, very easy to use. Like من غير الفكرة, you need to buy a Mac. Like with the moment like you get a Mac, working with Xcode, Excel, like it was really fun.
Je pense c'est d'abord باقا la barrière à l'entrée, why you need to buy a Mac, right?
Yeah, mais une fois que tu fous هذيك, like the tool itself, the Xcode, it's really fun to work with, right? So voilà, to make that's why I started iOS شحال هذي. That's the main reason. Sinon, right now, I would say زعما web development. If زعما كون بديت like tech right now, I would go with maybe web because you know technologies for web are really awesome right now. So I love the backend, love the front, really good. So yeah, that's how I started iOS. So you know what else? What I'm doing right now? Yeah, I'm working in Gemography.
شنو خدمتي باش خدمتي بزاف Swift Objective C
I بديت iOS just بحال قلت few months before Swift, the introduction of Swift. So I did a little bit of Objective-C. I've learned iOS but Objective-C. I've, you know, written some dummy apps or pet projects, Objective-C. But then, like, when Swift was introduced for WWDC, I think the 2015, I switched directly to Excel Swift.
Abandoned your Objective-C, nice.
I abandoned.
When given the options, could check it out on the Objective C.
Okay. Yeah, I think the Objective C هو اللي كان شوية مصعب القضية. Like it was a weird language. فهمتي؟ زعما when you learn about, like, for example, Java in school and maybe C++, Python, yeah, and then كدوز Objective C. أول حاجة كتضربك هي how the methods for Objective C, like, they are weird, isn't it?
I like that you called it weird, something else. Like, I understand that Objective C is a complicated, I mean, it's not complicated, Sarah. It's just like weird, it's different.
It's a unique language, isn't
it? It is a unique language, but I stopped using it من هار خرج بين سويت okay, like, except them a few times. Definitely it's very I like it. I wouldn't use it today. I still like it, yeah. Surtout la partie verbose ديال Objective C, it's very cool. Like كيكون عندك لي ميثود vraiment vraiment طوال ولكن ترى سميت الميثود you immediately meaningful. Understand yeah. You understand شنو كدير I mean
they kept the same philosophy of Swift زعما the long naming
yeah of course
they kept the same philosophy of Swift because you know it worked فهمتي
it's something that وحتى او ميم طون حيت ما بغاوش عاوتاني بريكي وما بغاوش
yeah they don't wanna
API, فهمتي دونك you don't wanna change عاوتاني method names partout sure. I mean you can but you know preferably you don't donc خدمتي most of the time Swift what are you currently doing
so when I joined Demography I was mainly four years ago it was called Hidden Founders. I joined like when it was called Hidden Founders. So at the time, like I was a full-time iOS developer, like building, like I built many iOS apps. Throughout the years, I tried different technologies, like a little bit of backend and data engineering. But right now, I'm wearing multiple hats. Sometimes, like I do iOS, sometimes I do backend data engineering, and most of the time it's hiring, like interviewing candidates and coming up with quiz questions for you know, and so on and so forth. Right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the introduction. I already knew most of this, but thank you for the introduction. voilà, donc let's get to the topic. Ou bien sûr, topic again to give a reminder. Topic de l'humain ou how to become a senior iOS developer ou how like what right. it's like to be a senior iOS developer. Ou شنو زعما les choses اللي كيكونوا specific about being a senior iOS developer. Après, bon, الحاجة الأولى اللي بغيت نسولك هي كيفاش أنت كتديفيني بعدا لو رول ديال iOS developer. So iOS developer, c'est quoi le rôle exactement? What's the day-to-day like? Pour les gens, bien sûr, اللي ما داروش peut-être iOS قبل ولا عندهم غير une idée, so on. Bien sûr, pour les gens اللي داروا iOS قبل ولا déjà, they are like a mid-level or a senior-level developers. iOS developers, I mean, they probably should know because they do that every day. May for the people who are watching right. us and not aware of this, what's your definition?
Well, I think زعما iOS developer بحالو بحال any front-end developer, for example, في الويب. So, في الويب, basically, as a web developer, like on a daily basis, you have like a sketch file, let me be envision something. You have a design, and you need to turn that design into code, right? You need to implement the design, right?
Right.
But of course, like the forward developers, they use React, they use other technologies. And I guess it's the same thing like for iOS. Like you have a design and you need to turn that design into pixel. You need to turn it into code. And you use other technology. You use Swift, you know, Xcode, UIKit, and so on and so forth. But I think like there is like a huge difference in terms of technologies between like mobile and the web. Like,
yeah,
like the mobile is under the same category, the front and development, but in terms of paradigm, in terms of technologies, very, very different. Like,
yeah,
the mobile, you know, making CSS, programming languages, they are imperative, like you need to create classes and so on and so forth.
Yeah, je pense iOS inspire بزاف من desktop اكثر من
desktop اكثر من
الويب right. زعما فاش كريا iOS تكريا بلوتو قريب للديسكتوب اكثر مي اي كان ميك سنس حيت دو توت فاصون iOS واز بيزد اون OS 10 يو نو
اكزاكتلي
Xcode كان اصلا الاي دي اي ديال OS 10 دونك Apple were like, you know, let's keep it simple. Ajin diru shi l'aba li aslan familiar l'OS 10 developers. Parce que maintenant, la plupart des iOS developers floul kanu OS 10 developers. Donc, donc c'était plutôt ça. C'était kifash ndiru un framework ou un SDK li régi chouye sahel la transition l'OS 10
developers. Yeah, right.
But
right.
I 100% agree. Yeah, definitely.
I think transition from web developer to mobile or vice versa, it's going to be really challenging. It's not. ماشي بحال مثلا فاش كدير ترانزيسيون من like React Vue ولا React Angular. دوز من الويب للموبايل ولا الموبايل it's going to be challenging. Very different concept, new concept. فهمتي؟
الحمد لله الحمد لله انا بديت iOS ما كنتش كنعرف حتى حاجه قبل منها دونك فهمتي ما كنتش كنعرف لا الويب لا الديسكتوب لا
اوكي
يا اول حاجه هي اوبجيكتيف ديال ويلي شنو هو هادشي اوكي
يا
سينو قدر قبيلات جي مونسيوني كو زعما داك بين ا سينيور اي اس ديفلوبر از ا ليتل بيت اتس نوت ديفرنت مي اتس لايك سيميلر تو بين ا سينيور في اذر تكنولوجيز since we're talking about senior, let's talk also about junior. Which normally difference between senior or junior? But the differences are normally in technologies. If you're doing, you know, pull request reviews for web, you're going to do pull request reviews for iOS, like you're senior. Junior, you're going to do pull request reviews, but maybe not in the same way that you're senior, or maybe not in the same point of view. Bien sûr, there are some things that are specific to iOS. شنو هما الحوايج اللي كتشوف are a difference اللي makes the difference ما بين senior iOS developer junior iOS developer
I'm gonna give like نقول لا difference en general like not really زمان ماشي ضروري specific to iOS junior developers, they create more bugs than senior developers. The main difference, right?
I mean, junior not only the difference, but yeah.
I mean, yeah, definitely.
We can allow it.
When you are sort of, when you are not experienced, like when you are discovering something like for the first time, there is like a high chance that you're going to make some mistakes, right?
Right.
That you're going to learn from them. That's how that's how people learn development. They learn through trial and error. Trial and error mean making mistakes, making bugs, and so on and so forth. That's sort of one difference between the two. There is also, bien sûr, the fact that junior developers sometimes they're gonna feel stuck. Like, say, if you give them like a complex screen. Maybe they wouldn't know how to create it, maybe because it's very complex. It uses some very weird animation or interaction. So yeah, senior developer, again, with the experience, they've seen like different sort of edge cases and so on and so forth. Yassin, by the way, thank you very much, Yassin. Yassin Khshani.
Okay.
Okay. قل لك أخي كان بيننا أكثر منك. even though I'm younger.
Thank you, Yasin.
Thank you.
For the people who are wondering, we're not related. You know, we just have the same last name, but it's just a coincidence. But thank you, Yasin, for joining us. And if you haven't yet, إلَّا مَا عَمَرْكُمْ تَفْرَشُوا فِي BBN, definitely make sure to do so. Okay.
All right.
Le même thème ديال differences maybe in senior junior, je pense que par exemple senior qui connaît donc plus de responsabilités من غير dev, c'est-à-dire as a senior généralement que tu connais responsable à la code review.
Yeah, you're supposed to code reviews, request, maybe mentoring junior developers, شوية ديال you know leadership and so on and so forth. Yeah. And also has will be responsible for the overall architecture of the app and this yeah. kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's definitely like sort of the difference between the two.
Yeah, 100%.
So, you know, in terms like of specific, like maybe specifically to iOS, I think like senior developers, they know more obscure sort of APIs with framework. They know more framework. They know more like do you know how to, I would say, do complex animations? Do you know how to set up a good architecture, let's say in VVM or Viper? Yeah, this kind of thing. Do you know more like?
شنو ما مثلا الحوايج اللي فاش كنتي جونيور ديفلوبر ما كنتيش عندك معهم بزاف مي once you became a senior you had to learn them, for example. Je suppose an example who for example, I don't know. I mean, besides obviously the common stuff, may it can be like animation, for example, animations or doing right. custom animations. As a junior, I guess you're not necessarily gonna know how to do like super custom animations, right?
Right. Yeah. May definitely. I do remember like when I was a junior, the mistake I was doing like over and over like whenever I start working on a project, eventually like when the project grows a little bit, eventually I end up like with what we call the massive view controller, right? Like you end up creating a view controller of empty like khayali, you know what I mean? Like it's so big. Eventually, yeah. like Safi, like intended the developer Safi could lift him back. Like, how are you gonna add new features? Ula, you know, refactor the code. Ula, within the impact given the most, who are like when you're working in app, we eventually keep on like, you know, enhancements, changes. So the mistake li can do that, who whenever like I make a change, like I added an enhancement, they in. I ended up breaking something else. Like I can demon. I do the same mistake. Like I have a screen. I have a feature. It works. Min bad. We the moment like I add a new something new, like enhancement or whatever, she feature break it. And it's mostly because you know the code is a mess, right? Big view controllers dependencies like maybe stack sheet Mac. I can't topic. I worked on this a lot. This was a major challenge. Like when I was like a junior developer, we had mentioned that of course there is like obscure frameworks. The whole animation, core animation. Right now there are other there are easier APIs to do animation. Like core animation, it was really hard to work with. There is of course core data. It was again one of the frameworks very hard to work with, yeah, and so on and so forth. There are use cases of using this framework. It depends a little feature, like sometimes feature it needs to have an animation and you need to do it. So and when you try to do it, like you discover the EPA is really hard to work with. Right.
100%,
yeah. I mean, even مثلاً غير animating between like view controllers, like you have مثلاً حديك classic pull to see pull. مثلاً presentation animation or animation the navigation controller. غير if you wanna customize this kind of animation, it was بحال تقول it wasn't clear exactly how to do it. فهمتي زعما even if you google things around you're not going to discover مثلا شي something easy to work with ولا شي حاجه لا كيبان فهمتي
جو بونس على الاي بي اي غير بير ايزير زعما جو بونس في الاول
مع الوقت يا يا مع الوقت
هذه 5 سنين كان الانيميشن اي بي اي شويه كومبليكي مع الوقت ايغاد لير بير ايزير ذا ابل
هو بحال انذر ثينغ يا نو وذ انيميشن هو سام تايمز ات وركس سام تايمز ات دازنت بس ان سام تايمز لايك يو دو يو انيميت لايك ا فيو اند ات وركس رايت سام تايمز لايك يو وانا انيميت ا ديفرنت بروبرتي ديال الفيو اند ات دازنت ورك لايك ناتين سوجا ما كيبان ما كاين حتى شي انيميت اند يو دونت اندرستاند فهمتي كتقول اوكي كيفاش هاد الفريم ورك كيخدم فهمتي ديال سام تايمز ات وركس اند سام تايمز ات دازنت ورك سي وات اي مين دونك بحال تقول بين سينيور هو اي وود سي ديكين ديبر ولا بحال تقول ماسترين ذا فريم ورك فهمتي هو ديك الماستري في الفريم ورك ديال how deep you know the framework فهمتي
شنو هما الارياز اذا ما فهاد لو بوين ديال هاد لو بوين ديال ماسترين الفريم ورك شنو هما الكومبوننتس ولا شنو هما البارتيكولار لايك سبيسيفيك لايبريريز ولا ماشي لايبريريز مي سبيسيفيك سب فريم وركس اللي مهمين بزاف صدق في UI kit شنو هما is it like the maps APIs ولا ال APIs ديال location ولا APIs ديال animation ولا like شنو هما ال APIs اللي بالنسبة لك are very important to learn as an iOS developer in general ولا شنو هما ال APIs اللي peut-être في الأول as a junior you don't need to worry about بحال مثلا تيبل فيو خصك تكون عارفه جونيور سينيور رايت شنو هما الحوايج اللي بوتيت از ا سينيور يو نيد تو نو تو كول يور سيلف ا سينيور
اورايت يا اي مين وات يو نيد تو نو زعما از ا از ا سينيور ديفينتلي هاو تو دو انيميشن زعما بروبرلي بيسيت كون لايك ا باجي انيميشن It's like when you use the framework deal animation, can help can sort of so many levels. You can do an animation, but it's gonna look shwiya help catalog the animation. It doesn't work like under certain circumstances, maybe. Can help master the animation, like you can مثلا, make it like very polished. Another thing, where you can there are like hundreds of ways of doing animation. تقدر ما تخدمش كاع بالاي بي اي ديال ابل. You can do animation manually. But
yeah, like all of all.
Yeah. And the problem with this is that I've seen like a junior developer doing this and I used to do this. Like sometimes مثلا ما كتكونش عارف كور I can an actual API to do something and so غير كتهاكي فهمتي you just find a hack. Eventually bugs occur فهمتي like سواء مثلا when a new iOS version is introduced داكشي ديالك كيبريكي ولا مثلا انت ما فكرتيش في certain edge cases وكتبريكي الانيميشن ديالك ولا اليو اي من بعد you discover كرة there are actually بحال تقول built-in APIs ديال Apple اللي ديجينا بحال تقول simplify stuff and they are well integrated with the framework with the UI kit yeah I do remember because I'm like that was بحال تقول the major problem هو I بحال تقول I have a complex UI كنبدا نخربق حتى كتصدق ومن بعد كتبريكي من بعد I do research وعاد ديسكفر اوكي راه there is an action كاين واحد الاي بي اي where you can do this فهمتي دابا المشكل كيف الاي او اس كوميونيتي بحال تقول كوميونيتي ما كبيراش بزاف so research and stuff is a bit hard right
yeah documentation ابل ماشي تاي توب نوت
yeah كي كيخصك مثلا تمشي تشوف الدب دب دي سيشنز القدام تقرا عليهم and so on and so forth so yeah كانت question ديالك هو what kind of technologies you need to know بس بحال تقول تكون as an senior iOS developer yeah MapKit definitely is one of them زعما as a developer throughout your career you're gonna work with map based apps so mastering MapKit playing around with it is definitely a must.
Surtout drawing.
Yeah, if you want to draw stuff, yeah, on top, ولا مثلا creating custom pins بحال you know دوك البينز اللي تيكونوا في الماك
yeah.
if you wanna do like a view تحط سماك so on and so forth
حيتاش دير بين في ماب في ماب كيت زعما it's not rocket science right like you can learn quickly mais c'est plutôt how can you do like custom views for map kit how can you draw like routes mais plutôt ماشي like default APIs and so on
there is also architecture مثلا knowing how to avoid the massive view controller mais ماشي غير massive view controller هو problem. Sometimes, like when you want to avoid the massive view controller, let's say خدمتي ب NVVM, right? NVVM definitely solves the problem of the massive view controller, but it also create the problem of the massive view model, right? في الاخر, you didn't solve anything. غير حولتي yeah. like massive view controller ديت massive view model. Also, you need to learn شوية ديال how to do system design, شوية ديال design pattern. You need to have this knowledge. حال مثلا solid principles, you need to know them so that you can create like so that the class ديالك يكون small and reusable and so on and so forth. So yeah, so architecture, knowing how to keep the code clean, definitely. I mean, this is like a senior developer should know. There is also debugging skills, very important تلقائي. Junior developers, they tend to حلقول debugging كامل غير by printing, log. Right? Just print log, just print this NS log or maybe print. There are so many great tools that can sort of make debugging very easier. حلو مثلاً working مثلاً if there are memory leaks there is a tool in Xcode where you can view the memory, it's called the memory debugger, and there are like instruments حلو to measure the app's performance, very useful. And there are other important حلو they are not very known but they are very useful, especially like for the bug. Pretty sure like iOS developer I couldn't definitely كي تحو فيه هو sometimes there are some app crashes والerror كتلا غير bad access something like exception bad access just some vague error فهمتي ما كاش عارف like exactly what happened. هنا كاينين بحال قول some tools that can help with this بحال مثلا the address sanitizers zombies how do they help with بحال قول debugging the memory. Right, like when this sort of this exception bad access like happen, what this means is that the code tried to access a memory that is deallocated, right? And so these kind of tools, they help catch these errors, right? Again, debugging skills, we talked about debugging skills, architecture, you know, animation, like doing using some proper API to do animation. What else?
What about networking? Because almost every iOS app nowadays, I mean, even games nowadays have a lot of networking.
Well, I think junior developers, they know how to do networking. Zama, when you start developer, as a junior developer, that already
gets me. Basic API calls, right?
I think that a junior developer can have Alamo Fire. Everyone knows Alamo Fire. Now they know how to use it. But I think like the difference while organizing the networking layer. I used when I was a junior networking code, and I had the view controller, view model, the handling deal with the view controller. ومن غير كتنضر روينه عاوتاني فهمتي when I didn't know زعما الكود ديال نتوركينغ بحال مثلا you know services and so on شحال هادي like كان الفيو كنترولر هو بحال تقول هو السيرفيس itself فهمتي so all organization parts هي اللي is missing عند juniors فهمتي like figuring out how to organize the networking layer senior developer they you know they fix this problem So by creating their own networking layer or using like a library. And by the way, one of the popular libraries for networking is called Moya. I'm not sponsoring the framework, but it's a cool library.
Definitely, yeah. I use the tool and it's super, super useful.
Yeah, super useful, yeah.
Yeah, je pense theme ديال الفرق زعما like as a senior developer الحوايج اللي كتعلم versus being a junior developer في iOS ولا بيتيت بلايص اخرين هو هذا لو بوين ديال best practices اللي بزاف فيهم كتعلمهم by trial and error ولا by like reading a lot of books ولا just by experience building apps هو كتسمي right. واحد الميثود شي حاجه ديال networking ومن بعد حتى كيدوز شهور عادي you're like damn like that should have not been called that. Yeah, yeah. Aslan mekan shkhsat koun, ou lekan shkhsat koun maa wahad l-method khura diya networking. Something like that, like it's very simple things. Li mna ba'd katlqa ras katrefactory. Ou je pense, you become a senior, you start refactoring less, hechas you start making less mistakes, ou less bad decisions, kifash katch organize the code. Ou donc, les features katchouli implementayon plus facilement, parce que katchouli aarf, من الاخر خصني بغيت تسكرين غير خصها 3 ميثودز في نتوركين 2 ميثودز هنا 3 ميثودز هنا and it's done alors que as a when you're a junior كتبقى تمشي في دي سام باتس اللي ما كيديو حتى شي بلاصه صافي كدير 3 ميثود ديال نتوركين بعد كتحيد وحده وكتزيد 5 وكتحيد 5 كتحيد 7 وكتزيد 3 وكتبقى كتلعب في الميثودز حتى كتلقى فينالمون لا فيرسيون فينال
I do remember I have an example. كنت خدمت على واحد الاب شحال هذه و it was just a simple table view, right? It was a table view and you know it worked fine. It was like a massive view controller. ومن بعد I think the product owner wanted to بحال قلت first rotate his screen instead of a table view, يبانو like بحال قلت collection view, يبانو two columns, right? And I was like, okay, view controller and deja it's a table view. So I need to use like a collection view. And everything like can for view controller, right? Table view, networking, business logic, which you can for view controller. It took me, I guess, one day, camel, like nahar camel, more than 8 hours, refactoring the thing. For the product owner, it's just a simple change, right? Adi troti screen, ribe no two columns. So what's the problem? Be my view code, it was not organized. It was cool shim hatot for view controller. Ghir le fait que khsin bdel view khsin bdel table view collection view, it broke down everything for that view controller. Networking, business node, cool shim broke down. Fhamti? Ad min bad hin. بحال قول شديت داك الفيو كنترولر حيت تو اي كريت ذا نيو فيو كنترولر اجين فروم سكراتش زعما يا بحال قول يو ليرن ثرو ميستيكس اند سام تايمز از فيري بينفول مي ذاتس بحال قول ذا واي تو ليرن فهمتي
يا زعما تي بو اكسيليري لا شوز سي دير تي بو اكسيليري لا شوز سي دير ريدين بلوك بوست هيلبس ا لوت واتشين sessions the WWDC it helps a lot because they have a ton of best practices.
They do.
Tutorials on YouTube. Some tutorials are like very basic. Some tutorials like have the wrong approach to do things. For simplicity,
right.
Example, بحال مثلا علاش جينيرالمون في الفيو كنترولر كتحط نتوركين والبزنس لوجيك وهذا حيت لا بلوبار ديال التوتوريالز داكشي اللي كيديروا ولكن التوتوريال فاش كيدير كل شيء في الفيو كنترولر ماشي حيت هذيك هي البيست براكتس سي جوست باسكو سي اتس ا توتوريال زعما ديال سي بلو رابيد ديال ما غنديرش توتوريال فيه 10 مينوت وغندير فيه البيست براكتسز تاع هما مي او ميم طون اتس فيري امبورطانت تو ريد لايك بلوك بوست على البيست براكتسز على ديال اون فيت راه ما خصش يكون كل شيء في بلاصه وحده وماشي بلا 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 ذا سيكس تايم كويشنز اكشولي ايساك asked what do you think about React Native iOS? Je sais que you don't have a lot of experience with that, mais from what you read, from what you saw,
I mean there are many great startups, many great apps that they are using React Native and it works just fine. I think one app is called Artsy. Artsy, they are very popular in the iOS communities. One of the developers really created CocoaPods. Initially, كانوا خدامين بiOS. It was native. من بعد they switched to React Native. And I've read some blog posts. They are saying that it's it's a really great framework. تا هو it has بحال قلت some issues. May the thing is تا iOS and native has some issues. بحال قلت you just need to work with issues ديال React Native. I think one of the criticism اللي I hear for React Native هو debugging شوية فيه صعيب. لما par rapport à Xcode. May it has so many advantages بحال like the live reloading, like you change something وكيترولي دا غابيد ماشي بحال في Xcode, you need to build the app every time you change something. So voilà, I think that's the thing. But sense. You know, Zama, it's a many startups Zama they are adopting React Native and it works just fine with them, right? I think another criticism was performance. Maybe some people they say that بحال قول البيلد يكون كبير and Zama like par rapport native البيلد when you build the app is كبيرة, it's a bit slower. But I guess like if you are sort of if you are just a small startup, I guess, or maybe app deck is small, it's okay to use React Native in this case, right?
Yeah, 100%. Right. Yasin asked, is there any iOS-specific challenges around versioning and collab with other devs on same code base?
I'm not sure really I understand the question. Can you, Zach, help me?
Yeah, je pense it's mostly related. Yeah, I think it's mostly related with like the usual problem. The fish catch merge storyboards, like merge conflicts, li kit kreyo fish catch kon khdam storyboards, and it's probably one of the reasons a lot of people don't use storyboards. C'est parce que merge conflicts, solving merge conflicts storyboards is just like too much, right?
Right, right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Many people, Zama. Yeah, one of the criticism كيف ما قلتي على storyboard هو توا عند بحال قلتي كاين الايشو ديال massive storyboards like you put gas screens for one storyboard فهمتي.
Yeah, كاين
الايشو ديال ديجا بعد storyboards it's very slow to load صغير الا حطيتي a lot of storyboards a lot of screen storyboards like loading the file is gonna be very slow. Yeah. And of course كاين ديال الايشو ديال merge conflicts. The issue who are like resolving the merge conflicts, the storyboards, it's very painful. You know, hit like mesketral merge conflicts, get like an XML file, it's very like very hard to read the XML file. By the way, machine XML file, the Android XML file is very clean. XML file, the iOS, it's very hard. Had good Tikun, but Tikun's readable, Tikun diction.
Yeah, حيت ما مديورش
yeah, ما مديورش to be developer friendly. Yeah. So كتبقى تقرا تقلب على داك الشيء وتخربق و eventually it doesn't work ومن بعد كتحيد ديك السكرين وتعاود عاوتاني or something. So
I think that's kind of the main challenge around versioning at least on my based on my experience. C'est plutôt merge conflicts that you get from
storyboard. Yeah, they are very very hard to match to fix. Also, the best practice who try to use Xibs instead of storyboards. Xibs they are sort of contained. Usually, it's not a malicious like merge conflict or anything.
100%.
Okay. What about CI/CD? Yeah, CI/CD for iOS. Unfortunately, it's very expensive. Fenty. Maybe for the web, I think the web they have you know. Cheaper versions or sometimes get even free. CI/CD, I think the biggest player who if you can help me Zach remember the name who is CircleCI of course.
CircleCI CircleCI
they are the biggest players. Well another problem if again CircleCI is it's very expensive. Can you some free options? مي دي ار كاين بحال تقول دي ار فيري ليميتد بحال مثلا كيعطيوك غير البيلد ما خصش يفوت مثلا 10 مينيتس رايت اند يوزوالي مثلا انت البيلد ديالك مثلا اف يو هاف ا بيج اب البيلد اتس غانا تيك 15 مينيتس سو اوبفيسلي اتس نوت غانا ورك سو يا سينو كاين جو بونس سو فار ذا ماب ذا بيست فري اوبشن هو ديال مايكروسوفت اتس كولد اب سنتر. They have really a good free option. I tried like in some apps it's sort of like the best free option right now. So you know if you want to go with like a paid option, I think CircleCI is the best option.
Okay.
Okay. I hope Yasin, this answer your question.
I'm sure it did.
Okay.
What about error tracking, monitoring? Overall, شنو هما tools ولا شنو هما libraries اللي انت you like using stack ديال iOS, c'est-à-dire for tracking, monitoring, for logging, for networking, for animation, for the things that are
around stack iOS. Okay. Yeah, so whenever I create a new project, I have a set of libraries اللي can install them by default. بحال مثلا مويا to organize the networking layer, because basically زعما I think قال apps اللي خدمت فيهم كانت فيهم a networking layer. So when I think about writing the majority apps فيهم من غير maybe if it's a game I guess or something like that. But yeah, the majority of apps they have some sort of networking layer. So organize it is very essential. And library اللي I'm using here مويا, I use PromiseKit. It's the same بحال promise kit اللي كاين في Node.js. Bien sûr, it helps dealing with callback health. If you have callback, the completion handlers, they are called completion handlers in iOS.
The pyramid of hell,
exactly. So, yeah, if you have مثلاً you call مثلاً an API or a network, and you call an endpoint, or من بعد just after the endpoint, you want to call another endpoint. Now, if you don't use sort of like something بحال promise kit, you're going to end up with nested completion handlers, like واحد وسط واحد, right? So promise kit solved this problem. I think there are some alternatives, كاين واحد ديال Facebook, and there's also another one ديال Google, that was meant to promise. I think it's just called promise. For error, for login, I use Coco Lumberjack. So far, the mal had the arbaqi was the best. It's by the way, the mal was the object CC era.
Yeah.
It's still the best login framework. I use Coco Lumberjack or Logly. So login, kimchi Logly. For crash, like to track crashes and everything, I use Crashlytics. But recently I started using tool the Microsoft, the App Center. Somebody have something similar. And it works probably the same way, and it's the same thing. Okay, what else? Sinophor, you mentioned animation. I don't use any framework the animation. I use the built-in API, the Apple Neat. I don't use mostly kids apps. I think the apps they were not animation heavy. كنت فيهم a lot of animation. كنت قاعد مثلا غير one screen or two or just few screen, and كنقول زعما there is no need to بحال تقول pull a library just to do few animations in the app, right?
Yeah.
I just go with the native frameworks. I guess that's it. It's Promise Kits and Moya. Another very cool thing.
What about Fastlane?
Fastlane, of course, for continuous delivery. That's for sure. Yeah, Fastlane. No, it's
for CI/CD or for deployment automation.
CI/CD. It's Fastlane.
Fastlane. Okay.
Yeah, Fastlane and App Center.
Okay.
For Fastlane for CD, App Center for CI. Right.
All right.
For databases. I used to use the RAM, right? But the problem is bad practice هنا. Like many people, غير إلا مثلا كان غادي يستوري شي حاجة كان غادي يبيزيستي شي داتا في disk, they use RAM for that. And the thing is, sometimes you don't need to use RAM, right? Sometimes مثلا you are storing the user session, and you don't need to use an entire database to cache the user session. You can just 100%
work with SQLite.
SQLite. You can just use something that might have good lightweight, which comes very big.
100%.
Do you see what I mean? So دابا اي ستوب مثلا الا كانت الاب فيها غير لايك مثلا غير مثلا كاشين دي يوزر سيشن الا كانت مثلا هادشي اللي غنبيرزيستي اي جاست جو ويذ نيتيف اي بي اس تا اس كيو لايت ما كنخدمش بها اي مثلا
بي ال اس
ولا مثلا اي يوز يوزر ديفولتس اف زعما ذا داتا از نوت سنسيتيف دو يو سي وات اي مين فوالا ذات ذا ثينغ اي ثينك فور ريلم I do remember that I think كنت واحد الناريات كان عندي مشكل مع البيلد تايم كان ديما لايك البيلد تايم فيري سلو when I did some investigation لقيت ك ريلم هو الايشو it was the biggest issue when I looked زعما بحال تقول why ريلم is so slow لقيت فيه هو بوحدو 30 ميجا ريلم just ريلم فريمورك فيه 30 ميجا
اللايبراري والاذر
فريمورك يا والفريموركس كامل الاخرين تما فيهم 30 ميجا يعني هو بوحدو ايكوالز فريموركس كامل اللي كاينين في الاب دي سي اي لوك اي واز يوزين ات جست تو ستارت يوزر سيشن ذيس دازنت ميك سنس
او بارمي لي بروبليم لايك المين بروبلمز دي يوز ان ا لوت اوف لايبريز هو البيلد سايز كي انكريز زعما
فيت انكريز يا البيلد سايز يا
لايبريز يو كان جيت ا لوت اوف ثينكس دان كويكلي But at the same time, when you use a lot of libraries, especially in libraries, they are like super huge. Realm is one of them. The massive impact the build size here a lot, and you can sometimes get the same thing done via PLS or SQLite or you know, just like have a text file. Save to a text file or parse it actually or whatever. Also, store in like YAML format or JSON format. You can store, you can also parse again and kind of helps a lot. A long question from Zakaria. And thank you, Zakaria, for the question. It's kind of hard to see my face with the question. You mentioned that NVVM handled the problem of putting everything in view controller. NVPL is also good for that. If you have to choose between overriding or overstuff view controllers, what will you choose to do?
I've tried MVP. It was my favorite architecture for a while. So definitely it solves the massive view controller issue. But I think there was a case where بحال قول كان بزاف ديال reactivity. I think there was app كنت خدمت عليها وكان فيها a lot of بحال قول reactive maybe reactivity. But what I mean by reactivity هو like you change something and then the UI it needs to react the changes. Bhal basically the concept of React, right?
Yeah. So there you have data coming in from the networking layer. UI layer
to react. You can tell the concept of state management of iOS, same problem بحال Redux in React. هو you change something مثلا on one screen and it needs to reflect other screens right مثلا you have one screen بدلتي شي لعبه تماك مثلا you درتي شي edit ولا you create the something وخص other screens في الاب حتى هما يتموديفيو so بحال تقول they need to react to some changes MVVM and with some frameworks ديال MVVM بحال مثلا Rx Swift ولا other lightweight frameworks I'm using Signal هادو they work well with MVVM, right? They are more integrated. It doesn't make sense to use مثلا MVP and these sort of reactive frameworks, right? So yeah, this is why I switched ML architecture to MVVM. من بعد, with the release of Swift UI Camel, it's based on the reactive paradigm. So I think this is sort of the vision. This is like Apple فين غادا right now. They are going into the direction ديال reactive paradigm, reactive programming. They are going زعما غادي نجي ديال MVVM and so on and so forth. But I think حتى Google like the documentation ديالهم في Android right now they are using MVVM as the default architecture زعما instead. Previously I think it was MVP. Right now it's MVVM. I hope Zach this answer your question.
Mohammed has a good question. When to go with hybrid solutions? I mean, not hybrid solutions, because React Native is not
that not hybrid.
It's not like super hybrid. Had other solutions out there. Mais voilà, donc what's your take on hybrid versus native, when to go with one or the other?
زعما hybrid as in زعما ماشي react native, زعما as in pure hybrid.
Yeah, pure hybrid ولا react native و other technology بحال react native and then native. زعما when is, when does it make sense to use one or the other?
I'm not, I've never tried like pure, a pure hybrid framework. I think Apple, they are making it difficult for hybrid apps to make it to store. I think because they are deprecating UI with Vue, I guess. The framework اللي كانوا بزاف ديال زعما الويب فيو اللي كان بحال تقول كيتبازاو عليه to build like hybrid apps, right now it's deprecated, or right بحال تقول they reject apps اللي they are pure hybrid unless if they are بحال تقول well built بشي طريقه like very clean or whatever. Yeah. Sino for react native, as I said before, react native زعما works very well زعما if بحال تقول for the apps that I've seen, that I've mentioned before, بحال Artsy, I think they are handling like millions of users and it works very well for them, right? So I don't think like there's a problem really with React Native. But again, it depends on how the apps are implemented. There are some apps, even though they are using React Native, somehow they manage to make the app fast and seamless and polished. And there are some apps, other apps, when they use like React Native, the apps, the end result looks shwiya, or maybe laggish, and so on and so forth. React Native is definitely, React Native, I guess, and Flutter, they are really fantastic, really awesome frameworks.
For sure. So yeah. Je pense the main problem using React Native iOS, surtout React Native, c'est pas un problème de performance ou things like that, mais c'est plutôt un problème de tooling ou les tools. You're not gonna get the tools, the official tools, the Apple necessarily. Et du coup, tu auras des problèmes like some things like in Xcode, mechanics for React Native, right? Et l'autre problème, c'est que when you use React Native, you still need to use to write like iOS specific code. Like, you're not gonna be able to do everything shared maybe in iOS and Android, right?
Yeah,
like,
indeed.
You have to, write some iOS specific code, some Android specific code, and it's complicated things for the developer. If you are a React Native developer, it means that you are a React Native developer, an iOS developer, an Android developer. It's a lot. It's a lot of roles to do as a one person.
I know بحال React Native, let me say Facebook, they are selling you can build React Native apps without maybe using Swift or whatever. May it's not the truth. If you ask like a React Native regular, we still need to use some Swift and some Java and some Kotlin and so on.
But the one main problem is that React Native developer هو عندك ثلاثة ديال developer في واحد, فهمتي؟ عندك same developer كي يدير iOS و Android و React Native, دونك خصو يكون عارف الـ APIs ديال iOS في some cases, bien sûr. خصو يكون عارف APIs ديال Android في some cases, ويكون عارف API و language, دايوغ يكون عارف Java ولا Kotlin, Swift, و مام طون كدير React Native. It's a lot of stuff to do. Some people
and by the way, you need to بحال تقول, you need to be a good JavaScript developer if you are using React Native. مثلا if مثلا iOS, or if I want to use React Native, I really need to be a good JavaScript developer. Otherwise, I'll get into all the problems of JavaScript developers, JavaScript environment. ديال اكشن خدام في الأطاقة تعلق undefined شيء بلاص عندي. So you need to be a good JavaScript so to avoid this kind of problems.
I think for small apps, for like small to medium apps, using hybrid is a good option. مي ان سارتان مومون اي جيتس ريلي كومبليكيتد حيت حتى البويل سايد اللي هضرتي عليه قبيلات حتى هو كي كي كيولي نوتسابل في الاول واخا الاب كتكون كبيره ماشي مشكل مي اون فوا ولا مثلا كتولي بحال فيسبوك كتديستريبيو الاب تو اول كونتريز ميم الكونتريز اللي ما عندهمش كونيكسيون مزيانه ان سو اون البويل سايز كيولي مهم بزاف وبرياكت نيتيف ديما البويل سايز ديالك غادي يكون كبير اي سي بارمي لا علاش علاش مسنجر عاودوا رجعوا نيتيف فيسبوك باي ذا واي
كاين حتى الايشو ديال كاين اي ثينك تل سوتو اف يو ار ا بيج كومباني مثلا اف يو ار ا بيج كومباني لايك فيسبوك كاين حتى الايشو ديال لايك مثلا فاش كيخرج لك نيو اي بي اي مثلا ولا مثلا لايك بحال دابا دي سي خرجوا نيو فريم ورك خرجوا نيو اي بي ايز they are not going to be available immediately for React Native. So you need to wait. If you're a small company, maybe that's not a big problem. Maybe if you are Facebook yeah. and you have competition, you need to release things quickly, and you don't want to wait best sheets and take it off React Native. Do you see the problem here?
Yeah,
this is like more a problem for big companies than small companies. So yeah, if you are a medium, maybe small, medium companies, it's okay to use React Native.
Another question from Zakaria about concurrency and multi-threading. Do you still use GDC or are you using something else?
I don't use ML GDC directly, right? I don't use ML dispatch queue like the API directly. I usually use it through Promise Kit, right? ديجا زعما ماجوريتي اوف تايم المالتي تريدين تيكون غير في النيتوركين و زعما موست اوف ذا تايم اند اي يوزلي بحال نقول راب اي راب ذا الامو فاير كول باك شي بروميس اي ريتيرن ا بروميس انستيد حتى الا كنت غادي نكري لايك ان اسينكرونس فانكشن اي يوز بروميس كيت رايت اي دونت يوز جي دي سي اور
يا
سو اي جيس ذات
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. Zama, je pense GDC can use cases dialo vraiment specific for most apps, bien sûr. Li huwa networking, tmak fin kan kitstamel bzaf. When you're like loading images for table view, things like that, right? Mais je pense most frameworks or most libraries dial networking wallaw daba like GDC is just like part of the deal. Like you don't have to call it
right.
yourself
GDC the problem ديالو هو it doesn't solve the problem ديال callback hell right that may if you rely heavily on it you're going to end up callback hell so you're going to end up calling GDC and callback and everything this is like I use them a promise kit instead right
Yes. So, to answer your question, Zakaria, so it's Promise Kit, and then, you know, for other use cases, generalement library you're using for that probably will cool GDC for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's already 1 hour in. Thank you very much, Talim, for all the
answers. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you very much for the folks who joined us today. We really appreciate it. And we're going to have... probably the resume hacks episode either next week or the week after. We'll make an announcement about that probably in the coming days. Sinon, voilà. If you have more questions, let us know on the Facebook page. We're going to have a new community probably in the next days. Il y avait un sondage sur le Facebook page à Slack versus Discord, like which ones is preferred. Et also on Instagram, je pense. Plus ou moins, most of you answered que Discord is better to Slack. I think it's kind of understandable vu que a lot of people who are also into gaming, they kind of like Discord. So definitely stay tuned in for that Discord community, the very community on the Discord. And we'll announce it to the Facebook page. So, you know, if you're not following us yet, please do. Comme ça, we can have our like updates, news, new episodes, new content. And again, thank you to everyone who watched. You guys are kind of the ones making all of this possible. And thank you again, Salim.
Thank you, Zach.
It was great having you over. And cheers. Until next week, enjoy the summer. Cheers.
Yeah, summer.
Yeah,
cheers, Zach. Bye-bye.
Cheers.